straight to calls now. Jeff in St. Charles, Missouri, listening on KHOJ. You are on with Dr. Popcheck. What's your question?
Hello. I had a question, I guess, and I don't know if this is more theological than psychological, but it had to do with where someone's in a situation that's real tough for them to stop what they're doing, and they just do not intend to stop doing, in this case, a sin, whether that they could still, you know, be forgiven in confession, that type of thing. And, you know, one would be like, say, birth control, you know, a doctor or a pharmacist saying, hey, I have to prescribe this. I know it's wrong, but I'll go out of business. Or a hitman said he'll get killed if he tries to leave the mafia, you know, that type of thing. And thinking, I guess, also even, you know, with the thing in the news with the divorce and remarriage, you know, if someone, you know, if I stop sleeping with my husband, you know, he'll throw me and the kids out on the street, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, and those, I mean, those are all interesting examples that I think could take an hour, I think the entire show, just to unpack each one of those things. Let me just circle back and sort of address the broader question. And you're right, it is a little bit more of a theological question than a psychological one, but I think I can address it. And that is that, you know, you do have to intend, or at least resolve, to not do that thing again in order to receive the forgiveness in the sacrament. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be able to guarantee 100% that you'll never commit that sin again, because all of us have what St. Paul refers to as besetting sins, certain Achilles heels, if you will, where we keep falling over and over again in this particular thing. But if our intention when we go to confession is to sincerely refrain from committing that sin to the best of our ability, and we really mean that, then yes, we can receive forgiveness even if that resolve isn't completely perfect. But if we go in with the intention that I'm going to go do this again, then no, we won't receive forgiveness, because the whole point of it, I mean, think about it, you know, on a human level, if I punch you in the face and, you know, you come to me and say, are you sorry? And I say, well, I guess so. I mean, I'm going to punch you in the face next week. You know, are you going to forgive me for that? Well, of course not, because the sacrament of reconciliation isn't a get out of hell free card. It's a process of rebuilding a relationship with God and the community of faith. And so in order to receive that full reconciliation and forgiveness, we need to be willing to make up for what we've done and resolve to not do it again.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
yep.
it.